Welcome to Victory Bible Time, sponsored by Victory Baptist Church of Codin, Alabama. Victory Bible Time appreciates your listening to the broadcast each time and pray it is a blessing to you. And stay tuned at the end of today's broadcast for the address. The speaker is Brother Robert Reed, pastor of Victory Baptist Church. And now, Brother Reed.
Greetings in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're delighted to have you with us again today by radio, and we hope that the radio broadcast is a blessing to all. Now, I'm turning to 1 John chapter 5, reading verse 21, a very short verse, but I want to speak today on the subject of idolatry. And notice with me as we come to 1 John chapter 5, verse 21, and this is God's holy word, and he says, "Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Amen." Heavenly Father, we do ask today your blessings upon the reading of thy precious word. And Father, we pray for those that are listening today, those that are lost, that they would come to saving faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We also pray for the saints of God that are listening as well, that they would be edified, that is, built up in the faith. For it's in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Again, it is a delight to have you with us by radio. And I want to make mention of just a few resources that are available from our ministry and our church that you can check into. You can find us at biblicaltruth.info. That is biblicaltruth.info, I-N-F-O. And that is our personal website. And the reason that I give that to you is that we have literally hundreds of sermons on this particular website, and we have hundreds of articles as well. And so an article is simply a sermon in print, and most of the sermons that you'll find on this website, again, there's hundreds of them, and they're full-length sermons that have been preached in our church. Most of our radio programs are a condensed sermon to fit into the time frame. And the subject I'm going to be speaking on today, I have spoken on in our church, have written an article on this, the subject of idolatry, and I'm going to kind of go through some things that are in the article here today with you by radio. So you can find us at biblicaltruth.info, or you can find us at sermonaudio.com. If you go to sermonaudio.com, you would need to go to the sidebar and find the speakers, type my name in, Robert Reed, and that would carry you to our homepage. If you go to biblicaltruth.info, that automatically puts you on our personal website. And again, we have hundreds of sermons and articles that are available to you free of charge. Now, notice our text again. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 21, and we find this same truth given to us from the book of Genesis through the book of Revelation. And it says, "Little children," speaking now to the people of God, he's writing to the saints of God. This is the Apostle John writing to Christians. And he says, "Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Amen." This is the way that he closes this letter. We find the subject of idolatry beginning in the book of Genesis, and we find it all the way in to the book of Revelation. So idolatry is a major issue in our world today, and it was a major issue in the world throughout history. Now, idolatry is an insult to God's majesty. It is an abomination and a gross sin against our Creator. There's much warning throughout the entire Scripture against idolatry, for the Lord is referred to in Scripture as a jealous God. Now, idolatry is any attempt by men to place their interest or their will above God's. It is the placing, it is placing the creation above the Creator. According to Jeremiah 44, verses 3 and 4, God hates idolatry. The Lord is provoked to jealousy by idols, according to Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 16 through 21. The point is that we find in Scripture, we are to worship and serve our Creator, our Master, our Lord and Savior. We are not to bow before idols, nor are we to set up idols in our hearts. The honor due to God is not to be given to any other, anything that holds a controlling position in our life is considered as idolatry. One writer says, we are no more at liberty to worship the true God in a false way than we are to worship false gods. Not only are we not to worship false gods, we're not to worship the Creator of heaven and earth in a false way. So we are not to bow before idols, nor, and I put this in because this is so important, nor are we to set up idols in our own hearts, because the Bible speaks of that in the book of Ezekiel. Now, I'm going to be reading a lot from Romans chapter 1. If you have a Bible available and want to turn there with me, I'm going to make reference to many other places in the Scripture, but I want to focus in on reading from Romans chapter 1. Now, in Romans chapter 1, the Bible here describes the nations, the world in one sense. And what we find here is that idolatry, again, is the worship of false gods or the worship of the true God in a false way. Now, I want you to think about this. Anything put above God becomes an idol, or anything that occupies the place that should be occupied by God alone becomes an idol. We're to give honor and worship to the Creator only, not to the creature. In Romans chapter 1 and in verse 25, in Romans 1 verse 25, speaking of people in the past, and it's true of people today, it said, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Please notice this. Now, as we come to the first commandment in the Scripture, the first of the ten, in the book of Exodus in chapter 3, the first commandment teaches us who that we're to worship. And he says, thou shalt have no other gods before me. He condemns any worship besides the true God as gross worship. He clearly says in Exodus chapter 20, also in verse 4 through 6, the second commandment that's given. It teaches us how to worship. Now keep this in mind. The first commandment teaches us who to worship in Exodus 20 and verse 3. The second of the Ten Commandments teaches us how to worship. In other words, it says, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven images or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth. We find that the second commandment forbids worshiping false gods or worshiping the true and living God in a false way. Now, I know I've repeated myself a few times with that, but that's so important. Because idols can be literally a physical idol that we bow before, or we can set up idols in our heart. Or when it comes to false worship, we find that we can either worship false gods, as many do in the world, or we can worship the true and living God in a false way. So the first and second commandment of the Ten Commandments in the book of Exodus are dealing with who to worship and who not to worship, and dealing with how that we are to worship the true and living God. You see, according to the second commandment, we are not to worship God through visible symbols. Please understand, you do not have to deny God to be an idolater. We are not to represent Him by any visible or bodily shape. And we see this clearly with the golden calf that was made by the children of Israel when Moses was upon the mount. They made the golden calf in the book of Exodus in chapter 32, and saying, when they made the golden calf, they were saying that they were worshiping the true God, and that golden calf represented the true God. They never initially denied God, but they used the idol as a help or a stepping stone to serve Him, which was wrong. It violated the first and the second commandment. In verse 4 of Exodus chapter 32, Aaron proclaimed a feast unto the Lord, that is Jehovah God. They sinned when they gave honor that was due to God Almighty only, to a visible representative of Him. And please note also that we worship and serve a jealous God, and He will not share His glory with any other. And we read about this in many places, such as Exodus 34, verse 14, Ezekiel chapter 28 and verse 16, Ezekiel 43 verse 7 and 8, and Ezra chapter 6 and verse 9. So the very first commandment and the second commandment clearly tells us who to worship and not to worship, and how that we're to worship the true and the living God. The second commandment, I believe, also forbids pictures of Christ. I preached a message a number of years ago in our church and wrote an article. If you're interested in it, you can get it on our website, titled Pictures of Christ. I believe that God's law forbids any likeness to God. And the Lord Jesus Christ is God manifest in the flesh. He is a part of the Godhead, and any attempt to portray Christ is idolatrous. The picture itself becomes a mediator, and it leads to a pantheistic concept of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I believe the Lord purposely saw to it that no one would know what He looked like. To use pictures of Christ is a denial of deity, because they do not portray Him as God. Remember that Jesus Christ is the second person of the Holy Trinity. According to Colossians 2, verse 8 and 9, He is a part of the Godhead. And the second commandment in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 12 through 19, and Exodus 20, as we just mentioned a moment ago, further clarifies these things. So we see clearly in the Holy Scripture the meaning of idolatry. Idolatry is the worship of a false god, or the worship of the true God in the false way. And I keep saying that. This is the third or fourth time I say that. This is so important, because many times we might look at someone in a heathen land, and we might look upon them and say, oh, look at these idolaters. They're bowing before statues and images. But if we're not careful, we can become idolaters in the fact that we can worship the true and living God in a false way. Because again, as I said a moment ago, and we find this in Ezekiel chapter 14 in verse 3, not only are we not to bow down before an idol, but we are not to set up idols in our heart. So we see clearly the meaning of idolatry given to us in Scripture. What is the cause of idolatry? Well, according to Mark chapter 7, verse 21 and 22, the secret roots of idolatry are within us. It comes from the natural corruption of the human heart. Please read Mark chapter 7, verse 21 through 22. There is a natural tendency in every man and woman to give God, the creator of heaven and earth, a carnal worship. Idolatry is a natural product of the heart. As a matter of fact, idolatry is called a work of the flesh in Galatians 5, verse 19 through 21. According to Ezekiel 14:3, I'm coming back to this again. According to Ezekiel 14:3, the children of Israel, now these were the covenant people of God, ancient Israel in the Old Testament, they were God's people. And according to Ezekiel 14:3, the children of Israel set up idols in their heart, showing the internal problem before the external is manifested. And it says, Son of Man, these men have set up their idols in their heart and put the stumbling block of their iniquity before their face. Should I be inquired of at all by them? And also, according to verse 4 through 7, we see the Lord addressing this. He says, Therefore speak unto them and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, Every man of the house of Israel that setteth up his idols in his heart and putteth the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face and cometh to the prophet, I the Lord will answer him that cometh according to the multitude of his idols, that I may take the house of Israel in their own heart, because they are all estranged from me through their idols. Therefore say unto the house of Israel, Thus saith the Lord God, Repent and turn yourselves from your idols, and turn away your faces from all your abominations, for every one of the house of Israel, or the stranger that sojourneth in Israel, which separateth himself from me, and setteth up his idols in his heart, and putteth the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face, and cometh to a prophet to inquire of him concerning me, I, the Lord, will answer him by myself. The Lord is dealing with Israel not only for literal idols, but he's dealing with them here for setting up idols in their hearts, and he's calling on them to repent. So we find that the secret roots of idolatry are within us. It comes from the natural corruption of the heart, Mark 7, 21 and 22. And there is a natural tendency in all of us to give God a carnal worship. Idolatry is a natural product of the heart, as I mentioned a moment ago, and it is called a work of the flesh in Galatians 5, verse 19 through 21. Read that carefully, and then we see that ancient Israel set up idols in their hearts. Not only that, we see the cause of idolatry. In Colossians 3:5, the Bible tells us that covetousness is considered idolatry. That's interesting. Colossians 3:5, and also in Ephesians 5. Covetousness is considered idolatry because a covetous person has given utter devotion to the created thing rather than to the Creator. And Matthew 22, 34 through 40 tells us that we are to love the Lord with all of our heart, soul, and mind. Anything less than this is idolatry. So the covetous man is an idolater, whether it is money, sports, pleasure, honor, or even his own will, his own desires. Every reigning lust in whom it dwells, now listen to me, is an idolater. In Philippians 3, verse 18 and 19, it says that they're basically, many have allowed their belly to become their God. That is, their own appetites and their own passions consume them. So we've considered briefly the meaning of idolatry and the cause. What about the danger of idolatry? Well, we're reading here in Romans chapter 1, verse coming back now, and in this passage, we find that in verse 20, it says, and by the way, verse 18 mentions the wrath of God coming upon those who rebel against God. But in verse 20, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, he's describing humanity in general here, nations in general, and he says, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, verse 23, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like the corruptible man, into birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness, to the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between them, verse 25, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause, God gave them up into vile affections. In verse 28, it says, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. And then verse 29 through 32, he mentions several other sins that fall into this category. What is the danger of idolatry? Idolatry leads to all sorts of immorality, wickedness, and eventually to hell, according to our text. According to Romans 1, verse 21 through 32, which I just read a portion of that, because of idolatry, now listen to me, because of idolatry, whether the literal physical idol you bow before or the idol in your heart, because of idolatry, God has given many people up into into uncleanness, vile affections, and a reprobate mind. Listen, as a result of idolatry, and think about America today, as a result of idolatry, these verses show that the extreme sinfulness of man is what brought God's judgment upon them. The statement of verse 24, wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness, is because of verse 25, idolatry. In other words, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Why did God give them up? Ultimately because of idolatry. Also, God gave up Israel because of idolatry in their hearts. Psalms 81, verses 9 through 12. We find the sin in the Garden of Eden is associated with idolatry. For Satan told Adam and Eve, ye shall be as gods. Genesis chapter 3 and verse 5. The plagues brought against Egyptians were against their gods, that is, their idols, in Exodus 12 and verse 12. The Canaanites lost their land because of idolatry, Deuteronomy chapter 12, verses 1 through 32. Israel lost fellowship with the Lord God because of their idolatry in 2 Kings 17, verses 5 through 15, and in verse 35. And the danger of idolatry is that it brings a curse and eventually excludes men and women from heaven. we find in 1 Corinthians chapter 9. He says here, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. But such were some of you, but ye are washed, but you're sanctified, but you're justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." The danger of idolatry is that it brings a curse and eventually excludes men and women from heaven. So the warning is given throughout Scripture. We must not think that the God is likened to gold or silver or stone or graven by art and man's device, Acts chapter 17 and verse 29. Paul was standing before in Athens before Mars Hill speaking about idolatry in chapter 17 verse 16 through 31. And again in 1 Corinthians 10:14, "Wherefore my dearly beloved, flee from idolatry." So idolatry is a major issue throughout all Scripture, beginning in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 5, where Satan said, "You shall become as gods." We find very clearly that idolatry is wicked and it sends people to hell. And this is why we need saving faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. The everlasting gospel in Revelation 14 verses 6 and 7 speaks of fearing God and giving Him glory and worshiping Him. We're to worship only the true and living God. Jesus Christ died for your sins at Calvary that you might be saved through His blood that was shed and that He was raised again the third day. Salvation is in Christ and no other. There are no other gods in the universe that can save you. These are false gods. Only the Creator of heaven and earth that sent His Son, His only begotten Son, to die for your sins. Through Him only you can have eternal life. I pray that if you're a Christian, you'll make note of this truth today, that idolatry, that it can be committed by anyone, and it can even have idols in our heart. But if you're not saved today, put your faith and trust in the living God. Trust Him for your salvation, for He sent His Son to die for your sins at Calvary's cross. And God has promised, according to Romans 10:9-13, that He will save you if you'll call upon Him, believing that Christ died for your sins. Well, I want to thank you for listening to the broadcast today. It's been a blessing to be able to come to you by radio. We hope that the radio broadcast is a blessing. And we pray that if you have been encouraged through the broadcast, that you would let us know. If you've been saved through the broadcast, we'd love to hear from you as well. Remember that you can find us at biblicaltruth.info, and you can also find us on sermonaudio.com. Keep that in mind. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
You have been listening to Victory Bible Time with Brother Robert Reed, pastor of Victory Baptist Church. The address, Victory Baptist Church, P.O. Box 257, Codin, Alabama, 36523. Location in Codin, Alabama, on Bellengrath Road, about 3 miles south of Bellengrath Gardens. Times of services, Sunday morning at 10:30, Sunday evening at 6, and Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. Again, thank you for listening to Victory Bible Time, Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. on WOSM FM 103.1. Until next time, may the Lord's blessings be upon you.